Hello, welcome. Hello, Arby. How are you doing? Welcome, everybody, to Agari and Me. Hello, Abigail. In today's topic of our podcast, we are talking why your job is a scam.
My job a scam? How did that come up?
Well, I wasn't really necessarily talking about you, but more about anyone in general.
My general job in general?
Yeah, a general job in general is kind of a scam. And I would just like to start off with, what is your job, Abigail?
My job is helping people with their storage needs and storages.
Oh, so you work at those orange buildings. What?
Why are we gonna mention my actual job, though?
Does it really matter? You won't have this in a couple of months.
Somebody find me out there. They tag my boss. I'm going to be out of the job for a couple months.
So. I'm kind of freaked out if I can talk about my job. I don't know. That's why we're talking about yours and not mine. Okay, so now that we know your job, that you help people store things in a little box or
it's
what?
It's not a box.
What is it?
It's a room.
It's a little container room.
Not a container.
It's is it like a room. Closet?
Aluminum closet.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen yourself doing that job?
I didn't even know it existed. I really didn't. I didn't. But that's the thing, that with jobs, you never really know what to expect. So I didn't know what to expect with that. I just got it, and then that's what I ended up doing.
How'd you get the job?
I found it. Well, they found me.
That's funny, yeah, because they found you, that means they really don't get people applying to them, so they have to search active.
That's the recruiting system. They search for people, for properties, and then find you the one that's closest to your house.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I love it. I would not want to be recruited for that, because the pay sucks. How much are you getting paid?
Getting paid $11.50.
I was gonna say, no, you're not. You're getting $10.50, but no, you are getting $11.50.
Why would I work anywhere for $10.50?
Shoot, what is the minimum wage right now in California?
I have no idea.
I think it's like at $10.50.
I don't get paid minimum, so I don't know.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice. How many jobs have you had before this one?
A lot of them. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be serious. Like, I'm not going to stay at one place when I can go out somewhere else and do something less for more money, or if anything, do less for the same money. So why would I stay somewhere forever?
Well, how many jobs have you had?
I had auto body job. I had Jack in the Box, a retail storage. 5.
Why'd you repeat Jack in the Box twice? Because you had two different locations.
No, you could have said because it was at two different time frames. It was kind of two different time frames. It was 2 weeks after each other. But to me, it makes sense because it's not... To me, it makes sense.
Okay.
Any questions, comment that. I'll explain it.
What skills do you personally have that would entitle you to get a particular job?
I don't like particular jobs.
So what's your dream job? That's what it kind of refers to.
You meant to a particular job that I desire? Or
yes.
A particular job I would find?
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand. Or are you just not...
I can find tons of jobs.
So are you not good at anything, but your dream job is just being rich?
Yeah, my dream job is being rich, handling money, and then after that, you know.
And what are your skills to achieve that?
My skills to achieve that is I got you.
Oh, my God.
So I'm pretty much set.
Divorce right now.
No, I just have
live.
Great communication skills. Like, I'm really good at communicating with people. I know I can kind of sense their energy, sense their vibes, kind of get off of what type of person they are and what type of things they're into. So that kind of gets me places.
You can tell how people are. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What kind of job can you find with that?
Dealing with people.
Oh, so where you're at right now is perfect because you deal with people.
Here's the thing. Dealing with people and working for people is totally different. So dealing with people is maybe like entertaining people, helping them, maybe providing a service for them. Not exactly working for them, but providing something for them. That means dealing with people. Not working for people. Like going after them and having them have to, you know, how can I say this? Say yes to whatever you say, or else you're not getting good numbers, you're not getting good, a good representation at your job, in front of your boss. That to me is a difference, because I'm working for someone, and if I don't please that customer, it comes back to me that I sucked at my job. When I don't need someone to tell me if I'm good with people or not.
You're not very entertaining yourself. I got bored after you said that long statement.
Like, he does not know anything about people. He's never worked for nobody. All he ever does is work with plants and stuff like that. He doesn't know really how to work with people, so he doesn't understand.
That's funny. I work with plants, yet I don't know what plants I'm working with.
Anyways, what's the next question? Thank you.
How are you going to accomplish the... sorry. What do you feel like you should be making right now?
Right now, I think I should be making at least $1,350. At least. No, because the job is pretty simple. It doesn't deserve minimum. But there's just so much that goes into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me...
Or are you asking how much do I deserve to be paid for my specific skills?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why your job is a scam. Because you think so small-minded. And no, it did... No. It did not reflect. It did not reflect to the previous question. It was a generic question. These are generic questions. But that just comes to show...
Generic question like what? Like how much I think I should get paid for the job that I'm doing? Or how much should I get paid... For my skills.
No. I said how much. What do you feel like you should be making?
Specify your questions.
Well, to me, it just came to, like, boom, like right there. You're being scammed because you feel like, oh no, an additional $2 would make me feel better at that job. But it's like, no, you kind of want to go above and beyond that. And that's kind of the mindset where I would like to feel.
Above and beyond in what? In that job or in life? Like,
Arby, we're talking why your job is a scam. Again, we're not, it's not you. It's like anybody. Like, you are part of the anybody here.
Yeah, you asked me how much do you think I should get paid for the specific job that I'm doing.
I didn't ask about the specific job.
That was my question.
Well, that's
my
where...
answer for that specific question that I just gave.
Okay, that's your answer, but that's where I got you. That's where I got you.
No, you got me because you don't know how to ask a question.
How do I not know how to ask a question?
Ask another question.
You're not asking questions. Was the whole point of this video podcast thing. You're being scammed, Arby, because you're thinking too
small. Do you feel that I don't understand how a job works and how a job takes advantage of me and my specific skills? Because
we've gone over this, but you have not gone above and beyond. And above and beyond is saying, okay, I need to be making more. And then I am not going to tie myself down to being...
Yes, I have. That's why I'm making a decision that's going to happen in a couple months. That's...
How are you going to change that, though? Arby, how are you going to prosper your life besides your damn answer, I got you?
Because I have a brain. I don't feel like I need to explain step by step what I'm planning on doing. When I need to develop that step by step to myself. I can't give you an answer when I don't even got time to sit down and take a break and think about something. Like,
you just had...
I was eating dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
No, it's currently 9 o'clock at night, and you had, since you got home, 5 hours. Well, 4.5, actually.
Do we want to go over this right now on podcast? Why is it that I feel like I don't
have it? Arby, this is called Agari and Me. We got to be realists here. We're not fake. Well, you are, but
no,
I'm not.
I'm not fake. I'm just more, like, I know how to answer a specific question.
Well, you just said, I have a brain, and then you just repelled the question.
Yeah, I did,
because I have a brain and I can use words and say, like, well, that's my answer to you.
What was the answer? I have a brain?
Yeah. Do you not have one, or do I need to explain what I have a brain means?
Okay, okay. Let me go on to my next question. So yeah, far, I'm feeling I need to choose a new mating partner, because... Gosh, you're the worst business partner I've had ever.
Really? Because without me, you think you'd be gaining weight, and you think that you'd have time to do everything.
What does my weight have to do with my financial IQ, RB?
Because I'm feeding you, giving you brain food, man. That's how you're able to think. Because I'm feeding you right now. I'm starting to feed you a lot better with healthier food. Like, you're welcome. I give you time, I let you use my money.
I feel like your brain is being too activated now. We gotta tone it down.
You use the money I make at my, you know, job so that we can buy all this equipment. We have, so you can have the specific job you want, you know?
Okay, you got a little too crazy right there, but let's not talk about...
I feel like I'm being attacked.
I do have to attack you.
If it's our podcast, why do I gotta be attacked?
Because you're making me ask you all the questions.
I didn't make you.
You're not asking me any questions. And you can't say, I don't have time to prepare. Like, use your brain, man. You just said that. I use my brain. Okay. Do you have a question? Or I'll go with another question.
I'm telling you to ask me the questions because I'm so interested in what other dumb question you have for me. That's why.
Since you didn't answer, well, you did kind of answer how much you feel like you should be making, which is apparently $13.50.
I should be making at the specific job where I am.
No. I was, you know, it was just in general. No. So at $13.50, how are you going to accomplish that pay amount that you want to achieve from the previous question? And you answered $13.50, so.
You're kind of really dumb, so let me rephrase my answer. Okay. I don't think there should be a limit to what you can earn or how much you feel like you deserve when you feel like you have a good kind of skill set. So it's like, I can't give you a limit to how much I feel like I deserve as a person, because there's, to me, like, there is no limit, you know? There's no limit to how much I can make. Because in general, it just depends on how much time I'm willing to put into what I'm trying to do. And until I have that time to prove it to you, then we can start talking about, you know, how I'd be bothered more than you.
I like it. Okay, that was a really good response. How are you going to accomplish that, though?
I'm going to accomplish that by getting out of a... What do you call that? Like, a... common job? What is it? Ordinary?
A 9-to-5.
9-to-5. Or 8-hour, 40 hours a week type of job. Because that's not how life works. That's not how a good life works. If you get me.
Okay. I got you. Is your job a scam?
Is my job a scam for who? For me?
For you. Okay, for you.
Yes, because people... as well as myself, we feel like, you know, we deserve more. Especially, and here's the topic that even came up, because it's like, there's only two bilingual individuals in my specific, like, property or facility, and we're like, well, we should be getting paid more. At schools, anywhere, they'll tell you, if you're bilingual, if you have a CLB literacy, which I do, then that'll get you more money. So then we go out there taking 3-4 years of Spanish so we can get CLB literacy, and they don't pay us the same. They just give us more work. They'll be like, I'm sorry, I no speak Espanol. Like, you know, can you help out this customer? And I'm like, you can help him. I'm sure you know how to point. I know you know how to gesture, you know. So what would you do if you didn't have a Spanish speaker? So... I do feel like I should get paid even more than my co-workers that don't know how to speak English. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So yeah, it is kind of like, what did you say? How did you describe it? A scam. because it's like they don't pay you for your individual skills. They
Dude, this generalize. Dog won't stop eating the cardboard. What's wrong with her? Stop. I left it on the floor. Stop. Mm-hmm. Bonus time. What is your advice on turning things around, Arby?
I think if you don't have time, you need to make time.
Oh.
So for me, that would be giving up my job or getting a part-time. Because if you want to do something, then you gotta do something. So that's my advice on turning things around. If you really want to not work at a job where you have to be following instructions and dealing with people's attitudes or dealing with the boss or manager, supervisor, then you gotta find a way where you become your own boss. Your own manager and supervisor. Only that you still have to be as strict as they were on you so that you can still feel like you have pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Any questions for me?
Any questions for you about your job or what you're doing? There's a question for you, so now you can answer that one.
What was the question? No, you want me to answer. What's the next question?
No, I want you to answer if you want to be questioned on your job that's like an 8-hour job, or do you want to be questioned on what you're doing?
I don't care. Ask away, bro.
Ask away. So why do you feel like you should get paid so much for what you're doing?
Why do I feel like I should be paid so much? You know, really, in reality, I don't care what I make. Because and you know that's true, because I had like almost a $20 an hour job, and I went down to what is now considered basically $16 an hour job. So I took a $4 pay cut right off the bat, and it didn't really affect me because I know how to manage my money pretty well.
I'm working.
Be quiet, Arvin. No. Even if I was independent from you, which we can get a divorce today if you like.
I didn't know how that's how it worked, but continue.
If you like to, I still am very, very independent because I know how to manage my money. I know how to take care of my credit. I know how to somewhat invest. I invest in myself.
Same.
So, to me, I've never known what is enough money to make in an hourly basis job, because I've only had one job at an hourly basis. And so far, I'm just like, eh. And
well,
what do I do?
I'm saying, like, at some point you don't really know how much you should be making. But I know that in general, like, if I were to set a standard for myself, like working for myself and doing things by myself, you can't really set a limit to how much you want to earn, because why limit yourself to a certain number?
Yeah, I now I actually feel okay. Now I hear you. Now I get you. Now that I started thinking about my $20, and now I'm like, I wouldn't even be happy with 25. I wouldn't even be happy with 30, because I'm still working for someone. When I'm at work, I'm like, I don't want to be here. And then I'm a very, I like to learn. So I listen to podcasts on education, finance, and stuff. So I'm working, but I'm actually learning at the same time, which I'm actually learning more than I'm working, which don't tell my boss, but they don't know that. They think I'm listening to music. But no, I'm getting intelligent day by day.
More intelligent.
I guess I'm not getting. I guess I'm not getting intelligent day by day now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So wow, that I'm actually blown away by your thought.
Explain everything to you.
You should explain it. I always try to explain things to you. What the heck? We got listeners here, Arby. They need to know what you're thinking. Why don't you have to explain?
I don't feel like I need to explain to you. I feel like other people deserve to be explained to.
Well, explain to other people. Don't explain to me.
Like in a normal day, I wouldn't want to explain to you. But, yeah, that's pretty much my idea. Like, if you want to do something, I can't tell people the ideas what to do, but it's like, if you have an interest in something and you know that you're good at it, it's like you go for that. You don't go for, you know, like the first thing that comes up, because it might not be the best one. That's why, like I said, like I switch jobs, because I start going with what pays more, and then what, you know, how I can do less by still getting that same amount of money. So, like, I'm not trying to kill myself for no one. Like, I'm not trying to, like, have a job that's going to kill me or have me, you know, struggling.
Well, and also in practice, you've actually done that, too, where you've taken a pay cut also. Yeah. Because at your jack job, you were almost at 13. Almost at 13.
I was at 12 and they were going to give me a raise.
No, you were at 12.50. Yeah. Once you got lead.
Yeah.
You were at 12.50. And then once you switched, it's a dollar cut, which a dollar raises a lot. So a dollar cut should technically be a lot because I've heard people get a quarter raise and I'm like, what? I actually got like 40 cent raise this year, which is like, wow, thank you. My life has improved so much here by working a whole year and getting a 40 cent raise.
But you have to admit that you do get paid good and you got good benefits.
Yes. But a raise, like what I just said was a dollar raise is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. When it you is get a 25 lot. Cents a year and then all of a sudden from 1 week to another you lose get a dollar.
But you took a dollar cut. And I took $4 cuts. $4.
Yeah, and I did that because it was just like.
And we just did it because we're just like, eh.
No, that's and why it was job. Because it was so killer. Like, my feet were always hurting. I wasn't able to take lunches. You know, like, I could barely even use the restroom. Like, drinking water was something I needed to
crazy shifts
do.
You had. They were so annoying. You'd work at night. They stole her time. I hate this so much of your last job, how they stole your time because you would work a night shift and then the day would be your day off. And then the next day you go in the morning. So technically when you're going to go to sleep at night, it's your daytime. So you're sleeping and then you wake up like around 6 in the afternoon. You're only up for like 3-4 hours and then you naturally go to sleep again because now it's nighttime. You wake up and now you have to go to work. So you only had hours off.
I would get out like at 7 o'clock in the morning and then get home like at 8 o'clock.
That's the worst.
And then I have to go to sleep and then wake up like at 1 or 2. I have to eat and then I have to go back
to sleep.
Try to do actually something and then go back to sleep.
Which you can't. You can't do anything. You're just like, I'm brain dead.
To sleep because I have to go back at 10 o'clock
the next day. Which is...
Oh, no, the next morning I would have to go morning. In like at 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning. That's even worse. Like, even 10 is still better because you get to sleep in. But
like
no.
If I would have to go
that is... Damn, so that your job was killer. It was really, really scamming your time and hours. And I would...
Can I say I'm a fighter? But, you know, when you realize that you deserve better and you don't need to be working so hard, then it's like, sure... Take money from me. I don't care. Like, my feet don't hurt anymore.
They were already taking money from you, RV. They were paying you your overtime. I mean, those are...
This job, it's like, it is a pay cut, but I get actual sick time. Sick paid time, paid...
Healthcare.
Healthcare. I get, like, actual 30-minute breaks.
I mean, if you find little benefits here and there... To compensate for the pay, I mean, it's cool. That's why I technically did it because from my $20 a job, it was considered part-time. And now I'm full-time at my other position. And at full-time, I get healthcare, vision care, dental care. I have to pay for it, but the company also helps pitch in. I have a 401k and I have like so many good benefits that... I don't even like if you were to calculate it and pay for it yourself.
But then when you still look at it in the way that, you know, your specific company or organization makes a lot of money, then you can always say that pretty much every job is a scam because if they're willing to pay you that much, they're making a lot more money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's anywhere. That's anywhere. I mean, you work at... blockchain, like franchise chains that are big, so
mine isn't a franchise, mine is a corporation.
That's still big.
No, yeah, it's really big. It's one of the most leading, it's a leading company in what it does.
It's a leading storage in America.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a good place, look for Arby. Call in, ask for Abigail.
I don't want to help
you. Abigail does not want to deal with people. Abigail has laid back now. Where she just like takes in customers and like, yeah, I'll help you. Let's take the process slow. It's not really sell.
No, I'm quick. Like, I'm like, really? You're in the door, I'll get you to that space ASAP, get you back, and you're out of here. Because, like, why spend so much time with someone when you don't need to? Like,
oh,
you just go through the process, but you don't need to be like, okay, now we're going to go now do this, and let's go walk, like, a, you know, 1 mile an hour kind of thing. Like, I try to get them to the closest place possible, get them back as soon as possible, get their information in, and get them out. Because I'm pretty sure they appreciate that I'm pretty quick, because it's like,
stop.
They appreciate their time, and I appreciate my alone time, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's.
So the quicker I get them out, the most beneficial it's for me.
I always understood it that you try to go slow with them, because some people are slow.
No, you try to go quicker because some people get irritated that they're busy and I need to go out and I need to go start packing and I need to go back to work. And it's like, okay, well, I got to go back to work and I gotta grab my phone, open it up, look at my new Instagram messages. You know, I need
damn,
to get my
busy,
Snapchat.
Busy life work.
So I need you out of here. And sometimes, like, you, we get chores, and we have so many things to do, and especially, like, a day like today, it was so busy, you didn't even get time to actually do what you're supposed to do, because you're just busy with customers all day. And it becomes, like, no issue anymore, it's just, like, I'll just help another person, I don't care, I'll just go on, I don't care.
I wanna bring up the when you worked at Ross, because...
For 2 weeks.
And how... They were going to give you a 20% off card, membership card.
It was going to be 4th of July, and I was going to get the 20% off, and then I was going to get the additional discount for 4th of July, and I left, like, literally days before.
No, but they never give you the 20% off.
They never gave me the card, though.
They never give you that card, and then...
I was there for 2 weeks. What do we expect?
Nah, but they said it came in right away.
But that one, I was just so used to a fast-paced job that it's so different when you go to retail and it's slow and it's just picking up clothes and picking up clothes and picking up clothes.
I've only had one job and I think I'm going to be there forever and ever and ever because I have fallen into their scam and I will obey their laws forever.
Hopefully, because they're just going to keep giving you raises.
No, we get capped. We get capped.
You
wait, I am capped. Oh gosh.
Why? But didn't you just get a raise? The parks isn't capped, but you are capped.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The parks is capped at like $26 an hour. I'm capped at what I'm making right now. Oh gosh. I have fallen into the scam.
That's why we hope this
it's because my I have a union contract and I can't do anything about my freaking contract.
I was talking.
What?
And I said hopefully this podcast works so we can actually help
everybody
other people
donate
get
to
rid
me
of their jobs. Like we're trying to get rid of ours.
Yes. Now we're actually gonna start getting rid of our jobs once I start selling online on my e-commerce store at least like 10 items a week and I make $100. I'll quit my job. Shoo, I can live off that.
$100 a week and you quit your job?
Yeah, I'm making more money than you. I don't know what the heck you're gonna do. Arby's plan is to quit her job and just be like a freelancer, but she has no skills.
You see, that's why I feel attacked, because you say so many mean things, and you know that.
Well, you don't defend yourself, man. You don't be like, oh, well, I know this, and I know that, and I know Kung Fu, but no.
You want me to show you how I know Kung Fu?
That's not going to make you any money beating me up.
Yeah, it will. If they like it, yeah, they will pay.
No.
Guys, comment how... Donate if you guys want me to actually show him how I know how to actually fight him. And that's what we actually used to do that.
We used to fight, but it got dirty. Arby would start bleeding.
No, I wouldn't. You'd always end up on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but that's beyond the point. I don't know.
Nah, we're going to be the next YouTube boxing match live.
That would be interesting. Let's do that. Let's start selling tickets. We'll have it here in our bedroom. And I'll fight you. We'll bring it to bed and I'll fight you.
A baby girl can be her coach. I mean the referee.
She doesn't like you, so yeah, she can.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's it for this episode. It was pretty cool. I mean, we'll see how it comes out. I hope people listen to it and we make sense. Well,
hopefully he makes sense. I know he doesn't.
What do you mean I don't make sense?
Hopefully you guys understand what he meant, because I obviously was confused a couple of times on what was coming out of his mouth.
No. You fell for the scam. You fell for my question. You are thinking like this. Brain power like
because
this.
That's how small I think you're thinking.
What?
So I'm thinking think at the like same this. Capacity as you.
I'm like on another world. I'm like with Elon Musk on his rocket.
You in another planet?
No. He makes rockets, Arby.
Yeah, but he's trying to go to Mars. That's what I meant by another planet.
Brain power like this. Me brain power like this.
You don't understand anything. So how is it that you got brain power like this? Anyways, but that's pretty much it, guys. If you guys want to watch me get attacked again by his verbal abuse, then you guys know where to go. I got to end me.
Podcast.
So, yeah.
We are on YouTube, and we are going to try to be uploading on Spotify and iTunes if we get approved. I don't know how to do that, but... But soon we'll be there. Yeah. We just got to keep making these.
Definitely.
That was really fun. What's our next subject going to be? You have any ideas?
Our next subject? We
can talk about real estate. I love real estate.
We could do that.
Really? What do you know about real estate?
We can do either real estate or we can do... No, we can... No,
our thoughts on buying a house as a 20-year-old couple.
Yeah.
That's oh... Oh, peace out, guys. We're done here.